This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about a fundraising event coming up this week, the Atlantic Lions Club's Pancake Supper coming up this Thursday evening. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some good food and do it for a good cause, too. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. I have a couple of guests joining us in studio today. Leon Hodges is in with us, along with Merle Ellsbury, a couple of Atlantic Lions Club members. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us in.
Leon, how long have you been involved in the Lions Club?
Oh, I became a Lion back in 1967, actually. So I've been a Lion for a lot of years in four different clubs.
Wow.
Denver, Iowa, Benton, Iowa, Knoxville, Iowa, and where are we now? Atlantic, Iowa.
So, spin him around, see if he knows where he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Why'd you get involved?
I got invited, and I was new in the community and wanted to get involved with the service organization, so somebody invited me to go, and I went.
Did you find that being involved in a club like the Lions as you moved from town to town made the move a little easier?
Yeah, you always have somebody to connect with, and right away you can get involved if there's a Lions club, which fortunately there was. I've been president of two of the clubs and secretary of the other one, and second vice president now at this club.
Excellent. Well, I guess you kind of have built-in friends already when you move to a new community.
Do.
Merle, how about you? What got you involved in Lions?
Well, I have been involved for about 15 years, and it just seemed like a good group of people to be involved with. The projects and everything have been good, and it's just a good fellowship type of organization to be with on a local level.
I suppose it serves the purpose in a lot of different ways for different people,
yeah.
Too. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that Lions is involved in. It's been around a long time. Lions didn't just start the other day.
No, we've actually, this club is 86 years old here in town. And let's see, 1917?
Yeah.
Is when Lions was organized in Chicago, Illinois, and grew from there. So it's Lions itself is going to be 100 years old in 2017.
Coming up very soon.
It's been around a long time, and the main thrust of Lions has been eyes all the time. And we do eye testing here. We have a new program. Well, it's relatively new, about 10 years old, Kids Sight. Called now, and we do testing of eyes of children from 6 months old to 4 years and see if there's any, can we pick up any particular problem that, like a lazy eye, that might not be seen otherwise. And Merle does, I kind of just oversee the program, set up the appointments and all this kind of stuff. Merle actually does some of the testing. Why don't you mention that new camera that we have?
Well, we have the new digital camera that has really made it a lot easier and and faster to do, but we used the camera the first time this last fall out here at Head Start, and in the first group of kids that we had, we picked up one kid that had a eye problem, and we went out to do some retesting on some, and this little kid come up and showed us his glasses that he got, and it was picked up just from the kid's sight. So that's kind of
satisfying
to see, and worth the time to do it. That's the thing.
Well, and you're helping people.
Yeah.
And this is a joint program. It's not just the Atlantic Lions Club that's
Iowa
involved
Lions.
In this.
Yeah.
The digital camera is all right. Right. We have it between Audubon, Exira, and the Harlan and Bayard Club that we share it, because it was a $10,000 investment into it.
You bet. Obviously worth it, though, when you are able to help families.
Yes.
Very good.
And it works so well. I get, you know, just instantly you know if you had a good take or not.
You bet.
And automatically it's sent over to Iowa City.
Well, that's a good program when you're able to help kids like that and get ahead of some potential issues that they might not otherwise know about for quite some time down the road. It really helps the families.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's just one of the projects that you guys do. I know you're involved in a lot of things over the course of the year, and they're all important in their different ways, but they're all important, too, for raising funds to help out the overall cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why we have the pancake feed, to be able to raise money to support this project and several others that we give to. I don't know if you want to mention some of the other.
Well, we have a list of the contributions that we did for last year. Was the Iowa Lions Foundation, which is Kidsite and some of those. The Lions Club International that helps on disasters throughout the world. Here in Iowa, the Camp Herky Howell, it's a diabetes camp, and we've had usually somebody from the area that will attend it every year. We help the 4-H food stand when they were raising money. Leader Dogs for the Blind, and we do have a dog here in the area that we have helped support and this lady receive. And so those are things that it's fun to see this happening right in our local area. But the like the Easter egg hunt out at the nursing and rehab, we provide eyeglasses and hearing aids for people that need help with that. The Tree Alive Crisis Center, Police Reserves, Prevent Child Abuse Council, the Outdoor Classroom at Messina, Special Olympics Bowling Fund, Atlantic Children's Theater, Atlantic JCs for their fireworks, YMCA Partnership for Youth, Atlantic Ministerial Association, Food Bank, Multiple Sclerosis Society, and Kidsite. So there's quite a list of them.
Sounds like you're reaching into a lot of different areas there, too, and affecting a lot of different lives.
We agreed, I think, at our board meeting the other night to also support this new program in town where they're having a meal every Tuesday night at the St. Peter and St. Paul Catholic Church. And a lot of different groups are involved in that, but they're doing it every Tuesday night now, and we're going to be helping with that eventually down the road. They have quite a few groups.
Yeah. Well, you know, the nice thing is when you go through that list of different types of events and things that you're helping out with, the different programs, some of these are things that are unique to the Lions, that they're kind of the leaders in. Others, there are a lot of different groups and individuals, organizations that help out with that. So it's not really necessarily all about, we want all the publicity for everything we do. It's about getting important things taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Pancake Supper. Has this been a pretty good fundraiser for you over the years?
Last year, it was about $1,200 that we raised. And actually, the Waffle Supper did better, but you never know why.
Well, they're all important.
So, and it's 4:30, incidentally, to 7:30, when you mentioned time. It's been a good fundraiser for us. Our Christmas tree sales is a big one, but... Mm-hmm. These two are very important to our fundraising.
Well, and it's an awareness time, too. It's not just about fundraising necessarily. You're helping to get the word out a little bit about what Lions is about to some folks who might not otherwise know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Pancake Supper is this Thursday, April the 10th, and as Leon mentioned, 4:30 to 7:30 is the time at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. You can get your tickets in advance. You can get them at the door, too, right?
At the door, yes.
You bet.
Same price? No, no penalty?
No penalty.
Okay.
We're looking for a good night,
temperature-wise.
And
well, we hope so. $6 for adults over 13. It's $4 for children 4 to 12, and 3 and under can come on in and eat for free. And, if you throw a $10 bill or a $20 bill down on the table and you say, hey, keep the change, it's for a good cause, they're okay with that.
Yeah, we'll handle that.
Yeah, you'll figure out how to budget for that, right? Very good. Well, we hope you have a great crowd here for the event coming up here. Again, that's Thursday, April 10th, and make sure you get those tickets or stop on by that night and enjoy what should be a good time. And it's pretty good food. You usually have a pretty decent crowd.
Yeah, they come out.
It's a fun crowd.
Yeah.
They come from Council Bluffs, is that right?
Council Bluffs, Pancake Man from Council Bluffs.
Yeah, so everybody's familiar with the quality they're going to get for dinner that night.
Yeah, he'll throw them to you if you want to.
Yeah. The kids like that.
Yeah.
Make sure you remind them. Very good. Well, guys, we hope you have a great pancake supper this Thursday and another good year. It's another start to the year, and we hope you have a great time raising funds and helping lots of folks. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.